I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for being here today. I appreciate you. Thousands and thousands of people tune into Senior Care Live to learn about information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And you, the listeners, have made this program the most listened to AM talk radio program in Kansas City on the weekends. And I am tickled pink about that. Let me say that. I'm very, very proud of that. And thank you for your listenership and tuning in each and every week. And you know, for the listeners, there are multiple ways that you can tune into the program. You may be listening to the radio. That's how I roll, old school. That's how I choose to listen to the radio the majority of the time. You could also stream the program online to any electronic device. And if you miss the program, or maybe you want to go back and hear it again, you can check out a podcast after the fact. So any way you choose to listen, again, thanks so much for being here today. You can reach us on our toll-free number at any time, literally 24 hours a day. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And also, don't forget to check out the website, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. If you do visit the website, be sure to engage socially and, follow us and click on, you know, Twitter and Facebook and all of that good stuff. We do a lot of communication that way as well. All right, without any further delay, would like to introduce to you my friends from Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, Mr. David Wiley. He's the president and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, and Judy Wechter. She's the clinical liaison with KC Hospice and Palliative Care. And David and Judy, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be here. And I'm glad to be here with Judy as well. As you said, she's a clinical liaison for Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, and she has a great job that helps families understand more about our services and provide education to the community about hospice and other end-of-life topics.
Absolutely. And speaking of education and et cetera, and let me throw out a little teaser here. So for our listeners, we have a major continuing education event that is coming right up very, very soon. And so just hold on, because we have some great information that we want to share with you, and then we'll roll that out and announce it here after a little bit.
That sounds great.
All right. So I guess November is the it's the trifecta.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. It is. November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. Uh-huh. It's National Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month and National Family Caregivers Month. So, although several months have multiple recognitions, these three have an unmistakable bond, and we're going to connect them today. So our conversation is going to surround these topics, and as you mentioned, Judy's going to talk about some education that we're going to be offering later up in the month of November.
All right. That sounds great. So, Judy, let's talk about some of those bonds that connect all three of those major, recognized months, so hospice, Alzheimer's, and family caregivers.
Well, probably the most obvious one is that our population is aging. The baby boomers, us in this room, are already.
Are you saying I'm old?
No, I'm saying we're blessed.
Okay.
I'm blessed. And again, remember, your boomers are going to be between 1948 and 1964. So that's a pretty widespread.
I'm in there.
And that baby boomer generation has already started turning age 65 and older. And that is the age range, of course, we're at the greatest risk of Alzheimer's. This just is not a condition, a disease that happens to the younger population. And you've got between 10 and 13,000 of us boomers turning 65 a day in the country right now. And as we continue to increase in numbers, of course, so do the number of Americans with Alzheimer's or other dementias, because these are opportunity diseases for the blessing of being old enough to get them. It's a very burdensome disease, not only for the patients, but also their families and their informal or unpaid caregivers. We know that right now we've got about 5.7 million individuals living in the United States with Alzheimer's at this point in time. In fact, they estimate that there's one new case every 65 seconds. So
Oh my gosh.
We've got, what, three or four new ones since we started the program.
Wow, that's shocking.
And the cost to provide care to this group, just at the numbers we're looking at today, is over $277 million to care for them. And that's not counting your unpaid family and friend informal caregivers. There's over 16 million caregivers currently caring for that 5.7 million with dementia. And the hours come out to over 18 billion of hours per year that they're currently providing unpaid care. If you put a dollar amount on that, the dollar amount is worth over $232 billion. Obviously, as a country, we couldn't afford to support that with our Medicare system and Medicaid system. You know, to put it in perspective, $232 billion is the value of nine times the total revenue of McDonald's, and it's half the net value of Walmart internationally.
In a year.
It's huge.
In 1 year.
This is huge. We as a country cannot afford to pay for this care, and we are relying on the volunteers, these friend and family caregivers, to do that. And that's going to change again over the next 2 to 3 decades. They estimate in the next 30 years, the number of individuals in the U.S. living with Alzheimer's will have increased to 14 million, and the cost of that care is going to be over $1 trillion. And when you look at just an individual average cost, we're talking about people living with the disease on average 4 to 8 years. Of course, some will live up to 20 years. But the expenditures, including Medicare, Medicaid, out-of-pocket, and this informal caregiver network, for someone with dementia is about $342,000. That's a little bit more than college.
Yeah.
Except for you.
Well, except I'm going to have four of them in college here before too long. So I think I just broke the bank. But, you know, so obviously these numbers are just mind blowing. It's hard. It's really hard to just to wrap your arms around that. But David, if someone, you know, we talk about a lot of these things, and we're talking about, you know, we're recognizing Alzheimer's, you know, family, friend, caregivers, and hospice this month. First of all, for our listeners, if you need hospice services, if you want to know about hospice services, palliative care services, and how you might qualify, if you qualify, and how to benefit, how can our listeners reach you and the great staff at KC Hospice?
Absolutely, Steve. You know, one way is to go on our website to find out more information just about hospice and palliative care. That would be at www.kchospice.org. Or they can call 816-363-2600, and we can put them in touch with someone just like Judy to come out and talk about what's possible, or they can come into the office. We can do it over the phone, whatever is most convenient for the listeners.
All right. So, kchospice.org and 816-363-2600. And, so we have, a little bit of time here before the end of our first segment. I can't believe it's already almost to the end, but do you want to go ahead and announce, continuing education event that's coming right up here?
I can do that. This is the Rising Tide of Alzheimer's Disease. It's a free workshop. It's being brought to you by Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, Senior Care Live, and the University of Kansas Alzheimer's Disease Center. And this is a workshop for healthcare providers as well as the family and friend caregiver. For those healthcare professionals, they can earn 3 continuing education credits for nursing and social work. Materials are provided for all other disciplines to self-submit. It's on Wednesday, November the 14th, this year, 2018. We can open the doors for registration at 8:30 a.m., and we will have available for you a complimentary continental breakfast. The program will start promptly at 9 a.m. and go until noon, and we're at the Matt Ross Community Center there in downtown Overland Park at 81st and Marty, about a block to the west of Metcalf there in Overland Park. And our keynote will be Dr. Jeffrey Burns. He is the co-director of the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center. He'll be speaking on the future of Alzheimer's disease, developing innovative models of care. For us here in Kansas City, well, nationally as well, the healthcare field is struggling to provide optimal care to the growing population of people affected by Alzheimer's. We know that this is posed to be a national crisis socially, medically, and financially, and this will be an opportunity for one of only 31 nationally designated centers in the United States to bring information and help you learn about the latest advances, research into diagnosis, care, educational resources for Alzheimer's disease patients, and upcoming and ongoing research projects such as My Alliance and LEAP.
All right. So we're going to go over all that information and how you, the listeners, can basically sign up for this free event. And it's applicable relevant for nurses, case managers, social services. But it's also, we designed this very specifically to also be very beneficial for that unpaid caregiver, that family and friend caregiver that we just talked about. So we're going to have a whole lot more right after the break. But first, let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. The average age of a U.S. caregiver caring for someone with Alzheimer's is A, 38, B, 49, C, 66, or D, 89. The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. Don't forget, if you missed a program, if you want to listen to it again, maybe share it with a friend or family, you can do this. Just go to the podcast tab on the Senior Care Live website. Click on any podcast that you would like to listen to. You could also share that as well, and just give it a couple seconds to connect, and it will stream to your electronic device. And feel free to do that. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The average age of a U.S. caregiver caring for someone with Alzheimer's is, all right, so here are your options, A, 38, B, 49, C, 66, or D, 89. And the answer is C, 66. And Judy, I bet that caught some folks off guard, but there's a reason why it's 66.
Well, and I can see why it would catch people off guard. We know, we hear it in the media over and over again, that the average general population caregiver in the U.S. is a 49-year-old, typically a woman. In the dementia and Alzheimer's population, we know that about 2/3 of the caregivers are women, and that they tend to be spouses, so they're 66 is the average age.
Yep.
Which puts a whole nother burden and twist on this whole issue and these concerns. But yep. We know that currently right now about 1/4 of dementia caregivers are those sandwich generation caregivers. That means, of course, that they're caring not only for an aging parent, but for a child under the age of 18. Not only are about 2/3 of them women, we know that 1/3 of them are daughters, And interestingly, 250,000 children between the ages of 8 and 18 are assisting to provide care to help with someone with Alzheimer's or another form of dementia.
That's a big load for someone that young.
This changes the dynamics of caregiving. It changes the family environment. It changes everything astronomically. And another twist to this is that two-thirds of the Alzheimer's population is female. So you've got the majority of the caregivers female and the majority of the patients are female. This just brings up a whole lot of issues, you know.
You don't think of Alzheimer's as a female-driven issue, but with some of these statistics, it's sure starting to look that way, isn't it?
Well, you guys tend to die younger. Well, it's not our fault.
It's because we do stupid stuff when we're young. David, am I right?
Sometimes we do.
Sometimes, and there's just more of us and we live longer. So for us, it's an opportunity disease, if you will. Probably you could say that for everything, though. But there's a lot of reasons for this. The disease is contributing to more and more cases of poor health and disability in this country. It's not just responsible for the death of a lot of us, but the long duration of the illness before death contributes significantly to public health impact with Alzheimer's because much of that time is spent in a state of disability and dependence. When you look at the statistics, in 1990, Alzheimer's was listed as the 25th most burdensome disease in our country. By 2015, it had risen to number 12. If you look in terms of life lost, Alzheimer's disease has risen from 32nd to 9th. We know that although the majority of this disease appears to go on for years, 40% of that time is actually spent in the disease's most severe state. And unlike the general population, which is less than 5% of seniors around 4 will be in long-term care or nursing homes, much of the time of the Alzheimer's population by the age of 80, in fact, 75% of them will be in a nursing home, and about two-thirds of those with dementia will die in a nursing home.
Yeah, so it's obviously, and again, so you go through some of these numbers, and it just makes my head spin right off of my shoulders almost. So that's why we are hosting and supporting and delivering this continuing education event coming up. And David, I understand that KC Hospice, it's actually part of your mission is to provide education.
Absolutely, Steve. It's really important. It's an important part of our scope of services to provide information to the community. We do quite a few education sessions with nurses that come in shadow, and we also have a really incredible fellowship that someday we'll talk about on the show. But this topic is really important because nationally, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death, and it continues to be the second leading diagnosis in hospice. So it's an important topic for us to discuss, and we're excited to provide this education session that we've been talking about, sponsoring that with Senior Care Live and the University of Kansas Alzheimer's Disease Center. So that's in mid-November, and Judy's going to give us some updates, some more information.
Yeah, and so Judy, you're also one of the speakers at this continuing education event. I'm really looking forward. We only have a couple of minutes, but what is it that you're going to be talking about at this event?
My presentation is on the Conversation Project. This is advanced care planning for families and loved ones of people with Alzheimer's disease or other forms of dementia. And this particular project, I find talking about or teaching, educating about the advanced care planning to be one of the things that I enjoy and do most of my probably time on in some way or fashion. This comes from the Institute for Healthcare Improvements, the Conversation Project, and it's all about learning to promote successful discussions starting at the time of diagnosis, again at mid stages and even in the later stages of the disease process, including how to proceed if your loved one's illness is already so advanced that they're not able to express their wishes. And that's what we'll be looking at the workshop.
Excellent. Excellent. I'm really, really looking forward to that. And David, I understand that November has a special significance to Kansas City Hospice.
It sure does, Steve. In fact, November 3rd, 1980, was the first day that Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care began serving patients.
I'll be darned.
So 38 years ago.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, today's the day. So we're very proud of this. We're proud to be able to provide expert, compassionate, and end-of-life care, not only for the last 38 years, but also we're well-positioned to continue into the future, and it's great to be here today.
Absolutely. And it's so, I'm just so, so glad to have you and Judy in studio today. So we've talked about a lot of stuff in these first two segments. In the next segment, I will reiterate how to sign up for that continuing education class. Or I guess it's really more of a workshop that's, coming out on Wednesday, November the 14th, 9 to noon. And, Judy, how can folks sign up for this? Do you have a link on kchospice.org?
Yes, we do. It's on our website. There's a link there. I believe we have it posted on Senior Care Live.
Yeah.
It's under Eventbrite, so any of those. And if worse comes to worse, we still answer the phone.
Give us a call.
You can call us and we'll help you do it.
Last weekend, I had Monday, I had a listener hear about that and then called me Monday and said, hey, we want three seats.
Mm-hmm.
And because this event will book out the capacity of the room.
It will.
I can't say sell out because it's a free event, but we will exceed capacity. So anyway, so reach out to David Wiley, Judy Wechter, and all the rest of the great folks at KC Hospice and Palliative Care, 816-363-2600, or online at kchospice.org. David and Judy, thanks for being here today. I really appreciate it.
All right. Have a good week.
Thanks for letting us be in.
All right, thank you. And happy birthday to KC Hospice.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super easy to do. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the giant microphone right there on the homepage, or you could also click on the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and then it will start streaming to your phone, your tablet, your laptop, your PC, whatever you have. And it really is that simple, and lots and lots and lots of people do that. All right, so just wanted to say thanks again to David Wiley. He's the president and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. Just what a wonderful person, and I'll tell you what, he runs A1 organization is what I'm trying to say. Just first class, best organization for hospice and palliative care in the entire region. There's just no doubt about that. You know, I refer my clients, if hospice services are needed or palliative care is needed, I refer my clients to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. Also would like to thank Judy Wechter. She's the clinical liaison. She's a registered nurse, clinical liaison with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And Judy just travels all over the region, and she's giving presentations all over the place. She's meeting with physicians and nursing and social services and general public groups, and she gives presentations all the time. She is a walking encyclopedia of knowledge and information. So she's just wonderful. And I'll tell you what, let me just give you the contact information again with KC Hospice and Palliative Care, 816-363-2600. Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, 816-363-2600, or online at kchospice.org. So let me talk again very specifically about this upcoming free continuing education event. Let me just unpack that a little bit. So several years ago, Judy and I had coffee. We were talking about, you know, what if we teamed up together and delivered a quarterly continuing education events? We talked about monthly, and we thought, no, that's probably too much. But quarterly seems to be just the perfect rhythm for us on this. And we thought, you know, how can we make our continuing education events a little bit different maybe than some of the others that are offered? So first of all, they're free. We didn't want cost to be any sort of a barrier at all. And so we underwrite these continuing education events. So we have Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, Senior Care Live, the radio program that you are listening to, my firm, Senior Care Consulting. And then sometimes then we'll partner with other groups to bring you specific events. And another supporter of this event would be the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center with Dr. Jeffrey Burns. And he's fantastic. If you've ever been to one of his workshops or one of his presentations, he is just wonderful. He's so easy to listen to. He will not speak to you in clinical terms that are difficult to understand. I like to say he discusses everything that he does in English. It's just very understandable. And the information that we're going to deliver, this was another thing that Judy and I really agreed on, is a lot of continuing education events are for clinicians only or professionals only. But we said, what if we open up the continuing education event to include what Judy just described and how I describe is really the backbone of our entire healthcare system, the unpaid layperson, the family and friend caregivers. I mean, they're everywhere. And I'll guarantee you, if you're not one, you know one, right? So what if we made this applicable for the professional and very beneficial for the professional, but make it understandable and very beneficial for the layperson, the family and friend caregiver? And so that's exactly what we've done. And we have a large percentage of the attendees to these quarterly continuing education events are lay people. They're just there. They're caring for a loved one. The information that we cover during that particular workshop is applicable to their situation, and they're trying to become more knowledgeable. They're trying to become better caregivers. And so that's one thing that's different. So they're free. They're applicable and very beneficial for the professional as well as the family and friend caregiver. And then we wanted a very high level of speaker. We didn't want just anyone coming in talking about anything. And so, again, the keynote speaker here, Dr. Jeffrey Burns, he's the co-director of the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center. This man is as sharp as it gets, and they have a lot of research projects going on and I'm going to have Dr. Burns on another program just to talk about Alzheimer's disease in general. But every time I speak with Dr. Burns, I just become so optimistic that this Alzheimer's disease, I believe, will be solved in the next 20 years and maybe sooner. In my lifetime, I think they're going to solve it. I really do. I think they're getting close. And like Dr. Burns said, you know, with every failure of a research project, we're one step closer to the cure and figuring this thing out and taking care of it. So, you'll hear from him. He is the keynote speaker. And then, of course, our very own Judy Wechter. And again, she's a registered nurse clinical liaison with KC Hospice and Palliative Care. And she's going to open the program. And so this is just going to be wonderful. One of the features that we wanted in our continuing education events, we wanted it to be in a comfortable environment. So a lot of these continuing education events are in places of business where you might have a lot of people there and you have overhead announcements and that sort of thing. And that's fine. That there's nothing wrong with that, but we wanted to go a little different route. We wanted a dedicated space just for us and our group. We wanted there to be plenty of parking, comfortable to get in and get out. And we tried several locations all around the city. And the one location that seemed to be favored by the attendees and seemed and clearly had the best attendance was the location was the Matt Ross Community Center. It's a wonderful location and wonderful, wonderful center. Plenty of parking, 81st and Metcalf, and just west of there, 81st and Marty. And so that is it. And then we wanted it to be, we didn't want it to be all day long and wear people out. We wanted to give people wonderful information and then get them back to work. And so, this event is from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. And we cut that off promptly. 12 o'clock, you are out of there. If you'd like to stay afterwards and visit, no worries at all. But this is 9 to noon. You can come in and sign in at 8:30, and we will provide a complimentary continental breakfast. And so you can have a bagel or a pastry and some coffee or juice and get to know your neighbor there and get a seat. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll start at 9 o'clock sharp and we'll end it at noon. So for our friends who are nurses or social workers, you will receive 3 continuing education credits. So my wife is a nurse and she has to have quite a few credits every 2 years. And I think she's going to be there. If you're there, and my wife is there, I'll introduce you. She's put up with me for 20 years. We just celebrated our 20th anniversary, JP. I can't believe that she's put up with me for 20 years. So I feel pretty fortunate, I'll have to say that. So if my wife is there, be sure to stop by and say hello to my wife, Susan. So for nurses, case managers, social services, you'll receive 3 hours of continuing education credits free of charge. And then for other disciplines, we'll have proof that you attended that. You could self-submit. And then also for the family and friend caregivers, you are very, very welcome and really encouraged to attend. You're going to learn a lot. Again, it's Wednesday, November the 14th. That's coming right up. 8:30 check-in, complimentary breakfast. The program starts at 9 o'clock sharp and will end at 12 o'clock noon, and that will be sharp. it's just going to be a wonderful event. So how do you sign up for this? The room is already half full. In fact, it's a little over half full. And most of our registrations come in the last week and really in the last few days. So we will probably have too many responses to accommodate. So if you want to attend this, and I'm not exaggerating this in any way at all, you need to sign up right away because we will run out of space. And so you can give us a call or you can go online. It takes 30 seconds to sign up online. So go to seniorcarelive.com and you'll see it right there on the homepage. You could go to kchospice.org and you can sign up there. Or if you want to, we also work with a phone call. So you can call me, Steve Kuecker, at the 1-800 number at of Senior Care Live, or you could call me at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800. You could also phone KC Hospice at 816-363-2600. And again, Wednesday, November the 14th, 9 to noon, the rising tide of Alzheimer's disease. Judy Wechter is the first speaker, and then our keynote speaker, Dr. Jeffrey Burns. He's the co-director of the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center. I promise you will learn so much. It will be so worth it, but you have to register. Don't delay. Definitely sign up right away, and I'll be right back with more information right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. All right, I'm going to shift gears here a little bit and talk to you about something that, and I'll probably mention it here, several times between now, maybe the end of the year. But this is information that's usually new to most people, and it's actually catches them way off guard. But once I explain it, I think you'll think that it makes just total sense. But believe it or not, there is a seasonal demand for all senior care services. Did you know that? And when I explain that to my clients with senior care consulting, they kind of look at me like, what? That's weird. What are you talking about? So, but it's true. I mean, you can set your watch to it just about. I mean, it is true every single year. As long as I've been operating senior care consulting, that's been for 16 years. This happens every single year. So let's get into the demand for senior care. First of all, this is applicable to home health services, to home care services, like the services provided by our friends at Home Care Assistance Kansas City. And then definitely it's true for all of the various levels and types of senior care communities, independent living, assisted living, long-term care, residential care, home plus, offering general care, memory care, skilled nursing and rehab, and mental health care. So, or all of the above, and continuing care retirement community. So if you, and I'll just gear this specifically for those listeners who may be thinking about looking for a senior care community, assisted living, nursing home, et cetera. If you see this need in your near future, or even in the next, 3 to 6 months or 12 months, this is really important. It's, or for anyone, this is really important to understand. So think of it as everyone's heard of a bell curve, right? Where it starts off and then it curves up, and it peaks out, and then it curves back down, and then kind of goes down to zero. Well, this is really more of an inverse bell curve where the bell goes down, except it's not a very deep bell. So it's really a shallow bell, and that's because there is always a demand. Every 365 days a year, there is a demand for these senior care communities. But there is a higher and a lower part to this cycle. So think of it as, instead of a really deep bell, think of it a lot more shallow, kind of like a cereal bowl, if you will, right? So it starts off and then it falls down and then it kind of flattens out and then it kind of comes back up on the other side. So that is your inverse bell curve. That's not very deep. So let's talk about the lowest demand, and then I'll work my way to the highest demand. So with this visual of kind of a cereal bowl, if you will, where do you think is the lowest demand? Well, it's kind of right there in the center, isn't it, right? So between June and August, so the heat of the summer, when the weather is beautiful and the flowers are out and it's sunny most of the time, and we don't have a lot of flu, no, we don't have a lot of seasonal illness, etc., there's still a demand. There's always a demand, but it's definitely the lowest during those summer months. And that's where that cereal bowl kind of bottoms out and kind of levels out. And then what happens when we June, July, August, right? So what happens in September, October? Well, now the demand starts to increase, right? As we're heading toward the end of the year. Then something happens. And this is really the first part of two parts to create that peak demand month or two. But the first part of it is the holidays happen, right? And we have daylight savings is rolled back. This is completely off the subject, but why don't we just leave daylight savings alone, right? And just leave it alone. Why do we have to fall back? Why can't we just spring forward and just stay there? It drives me nuts. Anyway, so here we are tonight. We're going to fall back, and then starting tomorrow, it's going to be dark in the morning. It's going to be dark way earlier. It makes you feel tired. But anyway, it's getting colder. We're getting our flu shots, but we have some illness starting to creep in, and that's happening. But then the holidays happen. So you have families coming home for the holidays, for Thanksgiving. Christmas, New Year's, and all the other holidays in that area. And I'll tell you what, sometimes it's a kind of a rude awakening, as they say. You come home and you're like, whoa, oh boy, wow, Dad's not doing nearly as well as I thought. He was really able to cover that up pretty well on the phone. But here in person, holy cow, we have some serious concerns about Dad's ability to live independently here, or mom and Dad both, right? So you have these realizations of, holy cow, and then families talk. Let's talk about this. Should we stay home, try to remain independent at home? And there are a lot of ways to do that. We talk about that a lot on this program. Should we look at assisted living or nursing home or memory care, et cetera? And so I'll tell you what, why don't we go out and look at some places, but it's not an emergency, but it's kind of this new realization. So we'll go out after the holidays and we'll check out some places and maybe think about moving in then. So you have that newly realized pent up delayed demand because you realize it in this year, but then you act on it after the first in the next year. And the other thing that happens in January and February, which are the two peak months, peak demand in January and February. That's the highest level of demand. You have the flu, and usually most years it's an epidemic level for maybe a good couple of 2 or 3 weeks in there. You have pneumonia, you have people falling on the ice, fracturing hips, and you have all heck breaking loose. And you just have a natural increase in illness in January and February. If you couple that with this newly realized, pent-up, delayed demand, the highest demand for any and all senior care communities is January, and that carries into February. And if we have a particularly bad winter, that demand will even be a little bit higher. But it is always the peak demand. So I am working with lots and lots of families right now who say, you know what, we don't want to move until after the first, maybe even the springtime, but we don't want to get caught in some really long wait list. And so we're doing our homework right now. Families are making decisions and they're putting their name on a wait list. And they may be the third on the wait list. If you put this off very much longer, you may be 23rd on the wait list. And that's just not even an exaggeration. So if this has caught your attention, and then what happens after January, February, and then it starts to decrease down to that trough in June through August, and that happens every single year. So if this has your attention and you're like, you know what, that makes a lot of sense. We need some help figuring this out. We want to find the right place. I would invite you to contact me at Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. We can help you get ahead of that peak demand and help you get into the very best place to where you won't have to be, you know, 13th, 18th, 23rd on the waiting list. How about that? All right. I can't believe that hour went by so quickly. Holy cow. So I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week, right here on Senior Care Live.